Are adventure and relaxation on your mind? Jump in the car and head to Fauquier County, Virginia this weekend. Just a short drive from D.C. off I-66 and nestled in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Fauquier County has it all, including picturesque hiking trails, Rappahannock River access, plus over 25 wineries, breweries, and cideries. Visit the many unique shops and farm-to-table restaurants of Fauquier County's towns and villages, or take in the many historical attractions suitable for all ages. Check out visitfauquiercounty.com. That's visit, FAUQUIER.com. Fauquier County. Find what you love.
Welcome to The Terrible Take, a mini podcast telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Josh Carney. If we are to read into the meetings that the Pittsburgh Steelers have had during the pre-draft process at the East-West Shrine Bowl, the Senior Bowl, and now the Scouting Combine, there appears to be more interest in interior offensive linemen than offensive tackles from the Steelers' perspective, at least early on. In a strong class of interior linemen, that makes sense overall for the Steelers, and could show signs of what their plans might be in the trenches entering the draft. Knowing that, could Mason Cole be moving to guard and a rookie center stepping into his place? I certainly think that could be the way it goes, especially with the Steelers showing interest in the likes of Minnesota's John Michael Schmitz, Ohio State's Luke Whippler, Arkansas's Ricky Stromberg, and Wisconsin's Joe Tippmann. Know what those guys all have in common? They're all best suited for center. Make no mistake about it, Mason Cole was really solid last season for the Steelers at center, missing just 45 total snaps on the season. He stepped into a new situation in Pittsburgh as a free agent and took charge right away, becoming a good leader up front for the black and gold. While he said in the past he prefers to play center, Cole has plenty of experience at guard. Kicking him to guard and inserting a rookie center from a strong class would make the most sense for the Steelers as they pursue getting the best five linemen on the field. Cole would improve the communication issues on the left side of the line and would be able to still handle the protection calls, taking a heavy workload off of a young center making the transition to the NFL. On top of all that, he'd be a steady presence next to Dan Moore Jr. on the left side, which, theoretically, would help Moore take the next step in his development. No disrespect to Kevin Dotson. I understand the "if it ain't broke, don't fix it" argument with the Steelers' offensive line, but this is a strong interior offensive lineman class with some really intriguing centers, like the guys I mentioned earlier. Mason Cole is not the type of player that should be set in stone at the position and cause the Steelers to pass on a talented guy because they are better centers than guards. Put the best five on the field. For me, just based on the interest the Steelers have shown early in the draft process on the interior, that involves Mason Cole at guard. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every weekday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with Alex Kozora and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
We made USAA insurance to help you save. Take advantage of discounts when you cover your home and your ride. Discover how we're helping members save at USAA.com/bundle. USAA. Restrictions apply.